Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Moline Police Department is deploying new artificial intelligence technology to help officers translate foreign languages. The City Council last night unanimously approved a contract for a real-time AI interpreter for officers' body-worn cameras and in-car cameras. The technology will be used when a human interpreter is not immediately available. It can translate 60 languages through the camera within seconds. The contract with Axon Enterprise will cost roughly $145,000 over 5 years and will be funded through a federal grant. Moline police have had the AI translator in their cameras for a trial run for the past 2 months. The Moline Public Library is among 640 public libraries across the state receiving grant funding. The state's Public Library Per Capita and Equalization Aid grants are awarding the Moline Library over $73,000. Director of Library Services Byron Lear says the money will help purchase materials for the library's circulation collection.
We're going to be using those funds for our electronic resources, things like databases, ebooks, e-audiobooks, and downloadable magazines. But we will sprinkle in some other materials as well.
Other grantees include the East Moline Public Library getting over $100,000, the Rock Island Milan School District with over $5,000, and the Silvis Public Library receiving nearly $14,000. The total amount this year for libraries and school districts across Illinois is over $27 million in grant funding. Moline is among 17 cities selected for a global certification program this year that supports sustainability in building designs, construction, and operations. The U.S. Green Building Council helps promote green infrastructure through its Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, rating system. Its annual cohort this year, including Moline, will receive training, technical assistance, online tools, and direct support from the council. The council is also waiving the fee for its LEED for Cities certification and silver level membership for Moline. Other cities included this year are Indianapolis, Nashville, and Sacramento. A pair of industrial sites in the Cedar Valley have made a national ranking for shovel-ready projects. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports the designation comes as communities compete to attract development.
The two industrial parks now rank in the top six in North America. That's according to a new list from the Site Selectors Guild. Lisa Skubel leads economic development for the region's Chamber of Commerce. She says competition for investment has grown fierce.
In the 90s, you know, if you had a farm field and you had a farmer who was willing to sell it, you were in. But nowadays, if you don't have these due diligence done, all these processes done, you're not even going to get a look at.
The sites offer nearly 400 acres of undeveloped land. Possible uses include advanced manufacturing, food processing, or biotech. A data center project is considering the site in Waterloo. That move has sparked local opposition. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
The Democrat running for Iowa's 3rd congressional district seat has committed to supporting anti-cancer legislation. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu has more on State Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott.
Trone-Garriott has pledged to support funding for cancer research and to improve access to prevention services. She also pledged to work towards helping people have more affordable health care. The West Des Moines Democrat says she sees reversing Medicaid cuts as key to increasing health care access. She says money set aside in the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill for rural health infrastructure doesn't go far enough to replace services lost by Medicaid cuts.
That is one time, and it's only for 5 years. It's not adding up. It's crumbs compared to the investments that were coming into our state and covering our neighbors.
Trone-Garriott is running against Republican incumbent Zach Nunn. He has also signed the pledge from the American Cancer Society. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
An industrial park in Waterloo and one in Cedar Falls is topping a new ranking of shovel-ready land in North America. The list comes from the Site Selectors Guild, which helps communities attract developers. Lisa Skubel leads economic development for Cedar Valley's Chamber of Commerce. She says the designation comes after years of effort to attract businesses to the region.
I think it comes down to setting the table for the next development. We don't know when that is going to happen. We hope it happens today, tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month. But when it happens, we're ready to go.
Skubal says companies increasingly look for land which can be developed quickly. A data center project is considering the industrial park in Waterloo, which has sparked local opposition. Cannon fire is scheduled today at the Rock Island Arsenal for a change of responsibility ceremony. Command Sergeant Major Randolph De La Pena is replacing Command Sergeant Major Christopher Prosser as the senior enlisted leader for 1st Army at the Arsenal. Artillery will be fired from the north side of the island near Quarters 1 around 10 this morning for the ceremony. And this is WVIK News.